Marcia Butler is a lifetime artist. She's been a professional oboe player. She's appeared on a Paul Simon record. She is also now an interior designer and also an author. Her memoir, The Skin Above My Knee, is scheduled to come out in January of 2017. She's speaking this week at the Woody Creek Community Center for Aspen Words. Marcia joins me in the studio. Thank you for coming.
My pleasure.
So, like we said, you've been an interior designer, a musician, a writer. You've lived your whole life as an artist in some capacity. What's it like to have lived your life in that way?
It's a gift, but it's also a lot of hard work. Both of the creative impulses for music and design, for me, felt exactly the same. If you think about music, the principles that dominate music, harmony, balance, symmetry, tone, texture, color, we can use those words to describe music, and we can also use those words to describe architecture and design.
So there's music and now design, and then you got into writing. Tell me when that happened and how that came to be. It seems to be just another step for you almost.
It is, and I really see, you know, writing just in the construct, it's words into a sentence, into a paragraph, into a book, very much like notes make a melody, make a movement, make a piece into a performance. So about 4 years ago, I started blogging on my interior design site. And I was interested in writing not so much about interior design, but in aspects of creativity. So I started blogging. And at the same time, I wrote a personal essay about the first time I heard music when I was 4 years old. And I continued to write those small essays, and I realized that I was writing a memoir.
So you're currently working and writing up in Woody Creek right now. What's that process like, escaping big city? And does your creative process change at all? Is it easier to clear your mind?
So I'm writing 8 hours a day. And I'm right now, the memoir is finished, so I'm writing a novel. And the hours fly, and when you're in the process of writing, I find it's just the characters just speak and speak and speak and speak, and they won't shut up.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.